Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. Nice to have you with us. I'm Tom.
And I'm Joe.
Today, in our feature article, we're going to be talking about NASA, which is the space program of the United States government. And NASA, of course, have sent all sorts of fun spacecraft into space. They've sent the astronauts to the moon. They've sent landers and rovers to Mars. They've done all sorts of fun stuff.
I've actually been to visit NASA in Florida when I was a kid, and I remember seeing, you know, all the giant rockets and all the technology they had there, but because I was so young, the thing that I remember most was getting to try the astronaut ice cream that they have there. It's like freeze-dried, so it's kind of like a hard block that somehow tastes like really chalky, dry ice cream, but I guess that's what they eat in space if they're having dessert.
Well, it's weird that you mentioned that. I just tried that stuff at the, what's that museum in New York, the Natural History Museum there. They had a space exhibition there that had that, space ice cream there. That was kind of interesting here. And, well, in any case here, we are talking about NASA, and the title of our article for today is Blasting Off into Space with NASA. To blast off means a rocket begins its flight, it lifts off from the Earth and goes into outer space. So let's get to it, everybody. Let's read the entire content of today's lesson right now. As children, we all looked up at the sky on a starry night and wondered what it would be like to explore outer space. Although most of us eventually give up on the idea of leaving the planet, a small group of NASA astronauts live out this incredible dream. NASA, which stands for the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, is an agency of the American government that is in charge of that nation's space program. Its aim is to reach for new heights and reveal the unknown so that what we do and learn will benefit all humankind. NASA was established in 1958 by late U.S. President Dwight Eisenhower in response to the Soviet Union launching its first satellite, which outmatched the U.S. in the space race during the early stages of the Cold War. In the early 1960s, President John F. Kennedy put the heat on NASA by challenging the organization to put a man on the moon by the end of the decade. At the time, most people scoffed at this impossible notion. Yet NASA achieved its lofty goal on July 20, 1969, when Neil Armstrong became the first person to walk on the moon. Over the years, NASA has also faced tragedy. In 1986, the Space Shuttle Challenger exploded shortly after liftoff, killing the entire 7-member crew. Included was Christa McAuliffe, who was set to become the first female teacher in space. In 2012, NASA achieved one of its greatest feats ever when it successfully landed Curiosity, a robotic rover, on Mars. To this day, Curiosity continues to travel across Mars's surface, sending back photos and information about its climate, geology, and the potential for human life on the red planet. Okay, it's time now to discuss our article for today so that we can all learn something together. Let's get to it. This is our feature. We're blasting off into space with NASA, the Space Administration or Space Department of the U.S. government. Now, as children, or when we were children, we all looked up at the sky on a starry night and wondered what it would be like to explore outer space. So, of course, if you're outside at night and you see lots of stars out there, we could describe that as a starry night. We often describe weather conditions in this similar fashion, a rainy night, a cloudy day. Here we have a starry night. And you may have looked up there and you saw Jupiter or some constellations and thought, wow, wouldn't it be cool to go out there and go to all those stars and planets just like they do in Star Trek?
Yeah, I think a lot of kids, they dream of becoming astronauts, people that go into outer space on space shuttles. But most of us eventually give up on the idea of leaving the planet. Eventually just means after a certain period of time has passed. Like, for me, for example, when I was a kid, I dreamed of becoming an astronaut, and then I learned that you have to learn a lot of math and science in order to do that. So I thought, you know, maybe not my thing. Maybe I'll do something else. So eventually, most of us, we give up on that dream, but a small group of NASA astronauts live out this incredible dream. So I've mentioned this word already, astronauts. This just refers to people who travel into outer space. They leave the Earth's atmosphere behind and travel beyond that, and they live out this dream, to live out something. And we often use this along with live out a dream. This is a phrase we often use. This just means to make a dream a reality, to actually do something that you dream of doing. Not just sit back and talk about it or think about it, but to actually do it in real life. And this is something that is very incredible, not something that's normal or usual or that people do all the time, every day. It is something rare and something spectacular.
It sure is. This just basically means you want to make your dream come true. Or make your dreams come true. And as you said, astronauts refer to people who go into space. And yeah, they want to live out this incredible dream. This dream that is so difficult to believe because it is so wonderful, so spectacular. Now, let's move on now to the next paragraph here. It says, NASA, which stands for the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, is an agency of the American government. And it's in charge of that nation's space program. Aeronautics, of course, refers to the science of basically flying. It's all about flying and going into the air or going into space.
So NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, is an agency of the American government. Governments around the world will have a lot of different agencies, which is basically a different department that is in charge of something specific. You'll have the Immigration Agency, which is in charge of people leaving and people coming into the country, for example. But this agency is in charge of the nation's space program. The space program just means, well, sending rockets or satellites into space, sending astronauts into space, and doing research that has to do with, of course, outer space. So that's what the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, the long name of NASA, is in charge of doing.
Yes, and the aim of this administration or this agency, this department of the government, is to reach for new heights and reveal the unknown so that what we do and learn will benefit all humankind. So we're going to reach for new heights, which I guess means going into space here and achieving things that have not been achieved before. They also want to reveal the unknown. The unknown, of course, refers to what we don't know. So we want to reveal it. We want to show what we don't know. And the reason we're doing this is so that all of the people in the world can benefit. We can benefit all humankind. Humankind here just means all people.
To benefit just means to have something good happen to you as a result of a certain action. So they hope that all humankind, not just the people of the United States of America, will benefit because of the research and the different things that NASA does. So let's get into a little bit of the history of NASA right now. It says it was established in 1958. If you establish something, it means you begin doing something. Or often we will say a business or a company was established in a certain year, or something like NASA was established. And in this case, it was established or begun in 1958. By late U.S. President Dwight Eisenhower. And now this was in response to the Soviet Union launching its first satellite. To launch something means to send something up into the air. And the Soviet Union launched or sent up a satellite. A satellite is a machine that is sent into outer space to do something for some certain purpose. Often they will be, say, taking pictures of the Earth from high above, or they will be sending signals such as radio signals, cell phone signals, some sort of a communication signal beaming it around the world. But in any case, a satellite is something that is sent up into outer space, but it doesn't have people going with it or traveling on it. It goes alone or by itself, and it is controlled by people who are back on Earth. So the United States and Dwight Eisenhower, they were a little bit nervous, I guess, because the Soviet Union had launched this first satellite, and that outmatched what the U.S. had done in the space race. To outmatch just means to do something better or to do something first before somebody else. So the Soviet Union, they launched a satellite successfully, and this was better than what the U.S. had done at the time. I believe the Russians were also the first to send a man into outer space. They sent a cosmonaut successfully into orbit before the U.S. did. Yuri Gagarin, was the guy's name that they sent into space. And, well, the U.S. didn't like that too much. They wanted to win what they called the space race back then. And this was also during the early stages of the Cold War, which was, of course, not a war in which there are two armies fighting against each other, but this was between two different ideals, communism and democracy, or communism and capitalism. The U.S., of course, represented democracy and capitalism, and then on the other side we had countries such as Russia, the communist countries, and neither side wanted to see the other gain the upper hand in anything.
Yeah, they were spying on each other and stuff like that, and worrying about what the other one was doing, so that was the Cold War. Although there really wasn't much of a hot war in terms of them actually shooting each other or killing each other and stuff like that. The space programs of both countries were during the space race and during the Cold War. Well, we'll come back and talk about this some more in more detail, but please take a time out right now and listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll continue.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们要看的主题呢跟 NASA 有关系。有没有想过曾经有一天想要上去外太空 outer space 呢？我们来看一下在第一段的第二个句子，它写着 Although most of us eventually give up on the idea of leaving the planet, a small group of NASA astronauts live out this incredible dream. 虽然可能呢觉得这个要上外太空的梦想太遥不可及了，最后终究 eventually 我们就放弃了这样子的想法。Eventually 呢，它类似的字眼还有 finally, ultimately 都可以解释成为最后、终于的意思。最终是放弃了离开这个星球的想法，但是仍然有一群 NASA 的太空人 astronauts， 他们却实现了这个惊人的梦想。如果谈到实现梦想，除了讲到这一句当中的 to live out a dream， 你也可以说 to realize a dream， 或者是 to make one's dream come true， 都是有实现梦想的意思。而 NASA 呢，指的就是美国国家航空暨太空总署的一个缩写。它的目标在第二段的第二个句子谈到Its aim is to reach for new heights and reveal the unknown so that what we do and learn will benefit all humankind. 在这里很清楚地说明它的目标就是要去触及新的高点，然后 to reveal the unknown 来揭露那未知的世界。Reveal 其实就是有揭露的意思，譬如说 to reveal the secret by accident， 意外之中揭露了秘密。它还有展现、展露的意思，展现某人的野心，你也可以说 to reveal one's ambitions， 借由达到新高点，揭露未知的世界，让 what we do and learn 我们所做所学的东西呢，都可以让全人类 all humankind 能够获得利益。接下来继续谈到 NASA was established in 1958 by late US President Dwight Eisenhower in response to the Soviet Union launching its first satelliteWhich outmatched the U.S. in the space race during early stages of the Cold War. NASA 的缘起呢，其实就是因为这个美国跟苏联在冷战期间，而苏联发射了首个人造卫星，所以呢，美国下定决心要迎头赶上。在这里提到了前美国总统 Dwight Eisenhower， 他就是这样子的一个发起人。In response to 指的就是对什么来做出反应，对苏联发射第一个人造卫星所提出来的一个反应。Launch 这个字呢，其实就是有发射或者是发起的意思，像是 launch a strike 指的就是发动罢工。要开始一个新的计划，你也可以说 launch a new project。而这样子的行为，苏联发射了首颗人造卫星，也就让美国呢，在冷战的太空竞赛当中输了。在这里我们使用了一个动词 outmatch， 其实就是有胜过的意思。类似的字眼以 out 开始的，在数量上超过对方，你可以说 outnumber。而比它重量还要更重，或者是重要性更重要，你也可以用 outweigh 这个动词。
It's time now, everybody, to take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to English Digest. My name is Joe, and I'm here with Tom, and today we're talking about NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. It's the space agency of the United States of America. It's run by the American government. And just before the break, we were getting into a bit of the history of it. It was started in 1958 by the late President Dwight Eisenhower, and the reason they got it started was because the Soviet Union launched its first satellite, and this was something America had not yet accomplished. Now, this was coupled with the fact that the U.S. and the communist nations of the world, most prominently, of course, was the USSR. They were getting into the Cold War, that clash of ideals that shaped so much of the 20th century. And neither side wanted to see the other get the upper hand in terms of technology, in terms of power. So the United States wanted to compete. They wanted to do better than the Russians or the Soviet Union, as it was known at the time. So in the early 1960s, President John F. Kennedy put the heat on NASA by challenging the organization to put a man on the moon by the end of the decade. So we started with Dwight Eisenhower, and then John F. Kennedy came to the seat of power in the United States, and he put the heat on NASA. To put the heat on somebody or something just means you put pressure on them. You say, okay, I want to see some results right now. I need you to do this right away. So you're putting pressure on somebody, telling them they need to do something right now. So he wanted NASA to put a man on the moon by the end of the decade. So he said, by the end of the 1960s, by 1969, I want to see an American walking on the surface of the moon.
Well, I don't think he was quite that specific about 1969. I think his speech went something like, I think this nation should commit itself before this decade is out to send a man to the moon and bring him safely back to the Earth. I'm paraphrasing there. I don't think I got that word for word. But yes, he sort of established this goal, so NASA was under pressure, the heat was put on them, to actually put a man on the moon by the end of the decade. Here, a decade, of course, refers to a period of 10 years, the 1960s. And at the time, most people scoffed at this impossible notion. If you scoff at something, you kind of make an expression of disapproval because you think, oh, that's a ridiculous idea. How could that be possible?
They scoffed at this notion, and a notion is a concept or an idea. So this was John F. Kennedy's notion. He was saying, well, let's put a man on the moon. But people were scoffing at it. They didn't believe it, and they thought it was perhaps a little bit ridiculous to imagine people traveling in space or walking on the surface of the moon or other planets. But this is something that he believed in and that he wanted to see happen. And it turns out that he was actually right about it.
Right.
It goes on to say that NASA achieved its lofty goal on July 20th, 1969, when Neil Armstrong became the first person to walk on the moon.
Right, so here we're talking about a goal, something he wants to achieve, and this is a lofty goal. Lofty is an interesting word here because it means something is high and usually difficult to reach. And NASA was able to achieve this lofty goal on July 20th of 1969. That's when Neil Armstrong became the first person to walk on the moon. Neil Armstrong passed away last year, and he was the first man on the moon, or at least the first person to walk on the moon.
Now, over the years, NASA has also faced tragedy. So we've talked about one of the biggest triumphs or one of the greatest achievements of the program, but there have been tragedies as well, terrible, bad things that have happened. And this is one of the foremost tragedies that people remember when they think of NASA. In 1986, the space shuttle Challenger exploded shortly after liftoff, killing the entire seven-member crew. Liftoff is when the rocket begins to actually take off or leave the surface of the Earth. It's when the actual rockets that lift the shuttle off of the ground sort of have their big explosion and they cause it to lift off or take off from the ground and leave the Earth behind. And this was just after that happened. It exploded. There was some sort of mechanical problem or something like that that occurred, and the entire thing blew up, and it killed the whole seven-member crew. The crew refers to the people who staff or who are on board and working on something like a plane or a space shuttle or even, say, like a cruise ship or something of that nature. The people who live and work aboard those sorts of vessels. So the entire crew was killed because, well, the thing just blew up. It exploded, and I would guess that they were all killed quite instantly in that.
Seven astronauts, or at least seven members of the crew, perished when that thing exploded. I did want to mention the word crew here is a word that refers to this group of people together. You cannot add an S to this to refer to individual members of the crew. You can say members of the crew. You can say crews if you're talking about different groups of people on different ships, but here it was the crew of the space shuttle.
Now, one of the people in this crew was a woman by the name of Krista McAuliffe. And she was set to become the first female teacher in space. So she had been a teacher in the United States, and people were really excited because she was going to become the first female or the first woman teacher to actually go into space. But as it turned out, it was not to be. We had this tragic event, and she died before she could get into outer space. So people were really focused on her story at the time and how her dream died quite suddenly.
Now, here in the next sentence, it says, in 2012, NASA achieved one of its greatest feats ever when it successfully landed Curiosity, a robotic rover, on Mars. So we were talking about tragedy here in 1986, of course, when Challenger exploded and killed all of the crew there. There was also another shuttle that burned up in the atmosphere. And, of course, there have been other problems as well. But they had some good news here because Curiosity successfully landed on Mars. Now, this is being described as one of NASA's greatest feats ever. A feat is something that you accomplish. You can perform feats if you're a gymnast, for example, physical feats, things that require a lot of skill and a lot of training in order to accomplish. Well, this is a feat or an accomplishment because they landed this robotic rover on Mars. And a rover is a kind of machine that roams around on the surface, you know, of the Earth or of another planet. In this case, it's a rover, it's robotic, it's a rover, and it's going over the surface of Mars, looking for rocks and looking for signs of water or of life. And to this day, Curiosity continues to travel across Mars' surface. Remember, it went there in 2011, 2 years ago, but it's still active, and it's sending back photos and information about the climate of Mars, which means the general weather patterns of Mars, also the geology, which has to do with the composition of the rocks and all that kind of stuff, geology. And also they want to find out if it has potential for human life, or perhaps if life existed there in the past.
Well, one of the things it was looking for when it was trying to see if perhaps humans could survive or if other creatures had survived there in the past was it was looking for evidence of the presence of water. So it was looking for places where water might have been flowing, perhaps like canyons or ravines, things where they could see that perhaps water had flowed there at one time, because that is one of the prerequisites or one of the requirements that we believe is needed for life on a planet. So it was looking for things like that. It was looking for fossils in some of the rock samples that it was picking up, and it was sending back all these images that would then be forwarded from NASA to all the media of the world, and whenever it found something interesting, well, the photo would be plastered across, say, like the science or the technology section of the newspapers around the world. And, of course, one of the things that we are looking into with programs like Curiosity is, will humans one day be able to survive, say, on other planets? Will we be able to send colonists or people to live on these other worlds and develop a population there, develop a settlement, develop a society? Mars, I guess, is one of the places where perhaps this could be the most possible that they believe at this point. So Curiosity is still there conducting all this scientific research, sending back images and findings all the time.
Okay, everybody, that brings us to the end of our program for today. But right now, before we say goodbye, we'd like to listen to our Chinese teacher.
后来呢，甘乃迪总统想要让 NASA 呢可以让人类送上月球。接着我们来看到第二段后面提到At the time, most people scoffed at this impossible notion. 当时提出这样的想法的时候，大部分的人对于这种不可能实现的想法跟观念是保持着嘲弄的态度。在英文里面，我们用 scoff 这个动词 ,scoff at something, 或者是 scoff at somebody, 都是有嘲笑、嘲弄的意思。而后面这个名词 notion 则是有想法跟意图。如果你听到某个人说 I haven't the faintest notion what they mean, 指的就是我一点也不知道他们是什么意思。接着我们来看到第三段的第二句 In 1986, the space shuttle Challenger exploded shortly after liftoff, killing the entire seven-member crew.这里讲到 NASA 曾经经历的悲剧，在1986年的时候呢，挑战者号 Challenger 在升空不久之后就爆炸了，造成了七名的组员全部罹难。这里的 crew 可以用来指的是全体的工作人员。我们接着来看这一段的最后一句咯。To this day, Curiosity continues to travel across Mars' surface,sending back photos and information about its climate, geology, and the potential for human life on the red planet. 好奇号呢，仍然遍行在火星的表面，送回许多的资讯，让我们对于可能在红色星球上生活能够有更进一步的了解。
Well, that's all the time we have today for English Digest. Until next time, I'm Joe.
And I'm Tom.
Goodbye.
Bye.